神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I want to talk to you today about a problem in many, many lives.
今天我要谈的是很多人都会有的问题。
Now, I often start that way, don't I?
我这句话常常说，是不是？
But we have many problems that faces us as men and women.
事实上，身为男女，我们都有很多的问题要去面对。
I'm going to talk to you today about a victim.
我要讲的是受害者。
Having a victim attitude.
有一种受害的心态。
And I want to start off with some scripture.
我要开始先念一段圣经。
We're going to read John, the fifth chapter.
就是在圣经的新约，约翰福音第五章。新约，约翰福音第五章。现在我就来为您念。这是以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人，等候水动，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后谁先下去，无论害什么病就痊愈了。这是在古时候的他们的这样的一个解释。在那里有一个人病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了很久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正要去的时候就有别人比我先下去了。耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那一天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可以的。他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
Now we're looking at an event that happened in the Word of God where a man was sick for 38 years.
我们从这个福音书所记载的提到，这个人病了38年。
Now Jesus went up to Jerusalem. It was a day of worship.
这一天呢，刚好是耶稣上耶路撒冷的地方呢，去要敬拜。
He went past the part, a section that was called Bethesda.
刚好经过这个毕士大池。
And there lay the lots of people who were sick, lame, and all manner of sicknesses.
池子旁边躺着各种各式的这些有患病症的人。
Now Jesus walked over to one of the men, and he looked at him, and he could see that he had been there a long time.
耶稣就走到一个人的面前去看着他，他心里知道这个人病了很久了。
He said, do you wish to get well? This is what Jesus asked him.
耶稣问他一个问题说，你要痊愈吗？你要好吗？
But the man said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up.
这个病人的回答是这样的，他说，先生，水动的时候，没有人可以把我放下去。
Now immediately Jesus said, arise, take up your bed and walk.
接下去耶稣马上说，拿起你的褥子，拿着你躺的那个担架，起来走吧。
And he picked up his pallet and he walked.
他就真的拿起来走了。
Now, let's look at this circumstance more closely.
我们好好的再仔细来看这个情境。
I think we're going to find something in this man that we will find in many people today.
我们从这个人来看一看有多少人，现在的多少人就像他一样。
Now, as I said, Jesus had come up to worship at the temple.
我讲过，耶稣是来耶路撒冷敬拜神的。
It was a Sabbath day.
是一个安息日。
And the Jews...were very upset about him curing this man and he walking with his pallet.
犹太人对于耶稣在安息日的时候去医治人非常的不高兴。
Now, they were not saying anything about being healed, but what they were arguing with this man was carrying his bed or his pallet on the Sabbath.
他们不高兴的重点倒不是说这个人被医治怎么样。而是说呢，竟然在这个安息日这个节期的时候呢，这个人犯了法了，他拿起他自己的褥子在走。
Now this man did not begin by saying, I was sick for 38 years and this man healed me.
而且这个38年被医治的病人呢，他也没有回答说呢，我病那么久了，这个先生医治了我，他不是这样回答的。
And when they said something about the pallet or the bed he was carrying, this is what he answered them.
当他被指责他拿自己的褥子在走的时候，他这样回答。
He who made me well was the one who said to me, take up your bed and walk, or your pallet and walk.
他的回答说呢，那使我痊愈的，医治我的那个人，他是他对我说的，叫我拿起我的褥子起来走。
Now, let us notice what he was doing.
我们来看看他在做什么。
He was really blaming Jesus.
他的意思是他怪罪那一位医治他的耶稣。
And instead of being very happy and saying, well, I'm carrying this now because I'm finished with it. I've got to get it home.
事实上呢，他应该是很高兴被医治了，而且呢，他可以表达说呢，我太兴奋了，所以我要赶快回家，我拿着我的褥子赶快回家。
He turned around and said it was Jesus that had told him to do this.
他却是这样子回答说，是那个医治我的那个人叫我做这件事情的。
Now, let's think about what Jesus said. Do you wish to be well?
耶稣问这一句话，我们来想一想，你要痊愈吗？
It was almost like Jesus was asking him all of these years and nothing has happened. Do you really want to be well?
好像耶稣是说呢，38年来你已经都躺在这里，你还希望你能够好吗？
So when he asked him this, I think there is a thought here that there's something a bit wrong with this man's thinking.
耶稣之所以会问这个人说你要好吗？事实上在这里面含着一些其他的含义，是指的说呢，这个人还有其他的问题。
What would your answer be?
如果他这样问你，你会怎么回答呢？
38 years you have been laying here waiting for the waters to be troubled by the angel, and when a man comes by and says, do you want to be well?
38年来一直在那边等着躺着，然后这个人来问他说你要好吗？这什么意思呢？
I believe I would have said, oh, yes, yes, I want to be well.
如果是我的话，我可能这样回答说，当然了，不然我怎么会在这里等呢？我当然要好起来。
But he had another answer.
可是呢，这个人却有不同的回答。
He said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the waters are stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.
他的回答是这样子的，他说，先生啊，水动的时候，没有人帮我放进去，所以呢，我要去的时候已经慢了。意思是说呢，没有人帮我。
And so you see, in a whining type of voice, instead of being saying, oh, yes, yes, please, I'd like to be healed, instead, he is a victim because he's blaming the others for the fact that he's not healed.
当他在回答耶稣那个要不要好的问题的时候呢，他不是直接的说呢，当然我要好，而却是一大串的对别人的怪罪、抱怨，还有呻吟。
It could almost be said that he was saying, I would be well now. It's their fault. I can't get into the water in time.
意思是说呢，都是他们的错，都是他们的问题，因为他们没有帮我，让我下去。
So you see,The response of this man is the response of being a victim and blaming the others.
从这个人的回应，我们听到 他本身认为他是一个受害者，而且是他是责怪别人的，认为自己是一个受害者。
In all of this scripture that we have read, there doesn't seem to be anything about this man's emotion that is happy, joyful, praising, glad because of the wonderful thing that has happened to him.
对这个人被医治之后呢，却看不到有任何的兴奋、高兴或感谢。从他这种被医治的这样的一个神迹里面呢，我们看不到这样的情绪。
He walks away carrying his pallet or his bed, and he blames the fact that he's carrying that on the man that healed him.
当他带着他自己的褥子在走的时候呢，被责备的时候呢，他却把责任推给那医治他的人。
Something's wrong here.
所以这个人有问题了。
And I'm afraid it's wrong in many lives.
我恐怕很多人都有这个问题。
This is what steals the joy and the pleasures of life.
这个会把你生命中的喜乐、快乐偷走的。
You see, it's very interesting, isn't it? The way we handle pain and confrontation when people confront us, we always see ourselves as the victim.
当我们来面对别人的这种责难，或者是面对我们一些苦难的时候呢，我们总是会把自己摆在一个受难者的位置。
We're quick to blame others then.
我们认为我们是受害者，然后我们很容易就会责怪别人。
This is not really a new type of thinking or philosophy in man. This is as old as the beginning of the earth.
我讲的这种形态并没有什么新鲜的，因为一开始有人就有这样子的一个症状。
In the beginning when Adam failed and God asked him, he said, it was because of that woman that you gave me.
当神在质问亚当为什么吃不该吃的果子的时候，他马上责怪说呢，是你给我的那个女人叫我吃的。
And when he turned to the woman, she said, it was that serpent, the serpent that God had made.
当神询问女人的时候呢，这个女人却回答说呢，是那条蛇叫我吃的。
In other words, what they had done, they were blaming on someone else.
意思是说呢，总是有哪一个对象可以让你来责怪。
So as we look at this today, I want us to think about what is this victim type of thing that we catch on to.
到底这种受害者的心态是怎么来的呢？
You know, in marriage counseling, when the wife comes in, she can say, my situation, it's not my fault. It's his fault. The reason I'm not happy, the reason why things are going the way they are in life, it's because of him.
很多时候我在跟一些有婚姻问题的人来跟他辅导咨商的时候呢，那妻子一进来呢，就会很多对自己丈夫的指责，然后他说呢，今天所以我不快乐，那么多问题都是因为我先生害的。
Now if I were counseling both of them and he would come in separate and tell me his side of the story, he would probably say, my existence is just terrible. I have nothing in life. I don't feel like I'm even living. It's all because of her.
如果我另外也跟他的先生单独来谈的时候，那么他的先生很可能就要这样说，你看我今天呢那么惨，很多情况呢都是因为我太太的问题惹来，让我觉得好像我活不下去了。
Sometimes you might even blame it on a neighbor.
有时候也会怪隔壁的人。
Or the neighborhood. In this neighborhood where I live, the people are just so nosy and they're always trying to get into our affairs. And that's why we are the way we are.
有时候我们想说呢，我住的这个环境呢，这些邻居的人呢都太差了，所以呢使我呢搞到今天的地步。
Sometimes at your job, you'll say, my boss makes me so mad.
责怪你的老板，认为说呢是老板惹你生气。
I'm normally a gentle person.
我平常是很温和的。
But when I get around my boss, he absolutely drives me crazy. It's his fault.
只要我靠近老板，那他总是会惹我生气。
Maybe you come out of your house and it looks like a fine morning, but on your way to work, this fellow jumps in front of you, gets on the bus. He just ruined my day. I've been mad ever since.
或许呢，你一大早起来觉得还不错，等到你出了门呢，被一个人不管是开车或走路呢，把你从前面这样子岔过去的时候呢，然后呢，不管怎么样发生呢，你心里面就觉得很不高兴，就觉得好像我今天就被这样子毁了。
Do you hear what this man is saying?
你听到这句话了吗？
He's saying, I'm a victim, it's his fault.
我是受害者，是他的错。
He can control my whole outlook on life just by what he did.
因为对方呢，他的行为呢，来控制了我，使我呢变成这样。
You know, let's go a little deeper into this.
我们再往深处来看。
We can persuade ourselves that we are a victim of the race we belong to.
我们可以这样子来说服自己说呢，我是某某人的行为的受害者。
We excuse our passions and our anger because it's just the way we were. It's just the way we were born.
我们常常用一些借口，比如说呢，我本来就这样子，那天生来就这样子的来啊，解释我们的不管是脾气或各方面的问题。
You see, the family, they always were like that.
家人总是一样的嘛。
So you see, you're not blaming your actions at all on yourself, but you're blaming on someone else, even if it has to be your ancestors.
这个意思是说呢，不管你的问题在哪里呢，不是你的问题，你不会省察你自己，总是怪别人，即使要怪自己的祖先，也可以找借口。
And then there's those who really didn't take the opportunities, or maybe didn't have the opportunities to get an education.
比如说呢，有的人呢，他没有什么机会受教育。
And they might say, if I had your education, I could do a good job too. But I didn't have any opportunity. I was at a disadvantage. I'll never succeed because of it.
他把自己的失败责怪在说，因为我没有跟你一样有同样的机会可以受教育，所以我今天呢没有办法像你这样的成功。
You see, we may say that we are a failure, but there's a difference in saying you're a failure.And then saying it's the fault of others because I'm a failure.
承认自己面对自己是一个失败者，这个是一回事。可是当你看到自己的失败而去责怪别人，因为别人的问题使我失败，这样的话又有不同的一种心态。
Many people don't mind saying, "Well, I failed."
我想很多人都不介意的说呢，我失败了，我弄得不好。
But then they add on to that, it was because of this circumstances or this person or these people's reason why I failed.
可是很多时候我们会加上另外一段，因为某某人，因为某件事，因为怎么样，所以我今天失败了。
Now, there are true victims. Don't get me wrong.
我不是说呢都没有受害者，有的人真的是受害者。
They've had some real tragic things in their life.
在的生命里面发生过一些祸害，真的是受害者。
I know a scientist that worked very hard to get a cure for a certain type of cancer.
我曾经认识一个科学家呢，他很用心努力的去研究那种可以遏制癌细胞的一些东西。
He actually was able to reproduce it in amounts that could be helpful.
他想去好好的制造这种可以治疗癌症的这样的一个实验。
And then his boss took it and claimed it for himself.
可是他的老板却把他这种绩效，他这种成绩呢，拿过去抢功，当作是自己做的。
Now that was a true victim, a person who'd been victimized.
这种例子，这个本来发明就是发现的这个人呢，被抢过去，他的功劳被抢过去呢，他是一个真正的受害者。
Actually, there have been children that has been abused as children, physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually. They've had a terrible thing happen to them that scars their life.
当然也有一些孩子们也是受害者，他们曾经他们的这个人生里面呢，受过家庭里面的，不管是在生理上或在情绪、心理上或性方面的一些虐待。那在他们来讲呢，心里面真的是留下很多的伤痕。
Or maybe your son has gone to one of the convenience stores to pick something up.
比如说呢，你的孩子呢要去便利商店去买东西。
And on the way he meets a drug addict that knifes him and kills him for the few dollars he has in his pocket.
很不幸的就在这个路途当中呢，碰到一个吸毒的人，为了抢他那几块钱就把他杀了。
I can go on and on. I had a friend who one day found out his partners had taken his money, had actually gone into the office and taken out all of the office materials.
我还可以继续举很多的例子，比如说呢，我一个朋友呢，他被他的同伴呢偷去钱，而且呢还到他的办公室去啊，拿了一些他的设备。
Now you see, those that I have just spoken about are what we call true victims.
这些我所谈的这些例子呢，他们都是真正的受害者。
They've been victimized, as we say.
他们受了难，他们受了害。
But the others that I have talked about you as victims are those who has a mindset of thinking that always you are the victim. Always somebody is putting something over on you.
跟前面我在讲的总是责怪别人使自己受害而且认为自己就是受害者的这样的心态呢是有所不同的。
So, when you become a victim in this way, sometimes you walk around with a black cloud of a betrayal. Why did it happen to you? There's something about it that makes you miserable, maybe even until this day.And so you never really forgive them or forgive with the situation. And you say, can I be blamed for my bitterness? Because you're living in the memory of that time. There's got to be some kind of a limit to how long you can live under the feeling that you are a true victim.
如果你是这个形态的受害者的这种心态的话，那你每天都会带着那种被欺压的愁云惨雾过生活，然后你会忘不掉，你没有办法忘怀，也没有办法赦免宽恕对方，一直到现在你都会这样子过日子。或许你说，难道我被害，然后我不能有这种感受吗？你的问题是你一直活在过去，这种感受会有，但是呢，总是要有一个限度，不能老是埋在里面。
Now, let's get down to the bottom line for most people.
我们来看一看大部分人的问题在哪里。
There's a question in the victim's mind, whether they're a true victim or whether it's just by their nature.
不管是那种真正的受害者或者是自己想的受害者心态总是有一种情况
Does God really love me?
总是会想说神真的爱我吗
If God really loved me, why did he let this happen to me?
如果神真的爱我为什么这事情会发生在我身上呢
You can look across the room and your distorted thinking You think why God obviously loved these others more than me
你看着别人就自己这样一下一个结论说呢神总是爱那个人或那些人比我更多
Nothing bad ever happens to them
你看那些人从来没有发生像我这样子不好的事情
One thing that a victim shares is the belief that they are not responsible for what happened in their lives others are
受害者还有另外一种的想法就是说呢我对我发生在我身上的事情呢我不是我的责任是对方的责任
You see, whether you are a victim by being a true victim or by this thought of being a victim, there's still that thing inside of you that will not give up the feeling that it's others' fault that I'm the way I am today.
不管你是真的受害者或者是一种受害心态而已呢，总是会有这样的一个不想放弃的想法，就是说呢，都是对方的问题，对方的错。
The thought or idea that all victims have, and I've said it in different ways, they are not responsible. If they had been born in a different family, they would be responsible, but they were born in another kind of family that they're not responsible.
刚才我说过了，不管是哪一种受害者呢，他们第一个最基层的想法就是说呢，不是我的问题，不是我的错。比如说呢，你要生在哪个家庭不是你的选择。所以呢，你就会想说，如果我生在哪一种家庭，就不会这样子。
They might say no one can hold me responsible for what happened to them, and now I can never be whole.
所以基本的想法就是说呢，一开始是因为对方的问题使我遭殃，那现在呢，永远不再能够变好了。
They say, or you know, I never can be well again.
已经没有希望了。
Somebody else's fault.
只因为别人的错误，我已经没有希望了。
See, they're hopeless.
绝望的心态。
They feel like they're like a pawn in the hands of those who have hurt them and hate them.
自己会觉得好像是那伤害自己的人手中的爪牙，所以永不超生了。
Sometimes they get to the place they don't trust anyone.
到个地步呢，会对什么人都不信任。
Now, I recognize that some of this is very difficult for people who really have gone through some terrible situations.
当然我知道有的人经历一些情况困难呢，对他们要走出来是很难的。
But the question here today is, can we ruin our lives because of that?
我向你要提出来问题是这样子的，你因为这样子就要让你的人生都毁了吗？
Is there really hope or help to get over this?
难道都没有解决的这种希望盼望了吗？
I turn to the others who are victims because of their own attitudes and thoughts. Are you going to be able to live like this all of your life?
我特别对一些这种受害心态的人来跟你问一个问题，难道你就这样要这样子的活着吗？
Not taking responsibility for your choices?
对你的选择都不用负责任吗？
Not learning that life is just more than how you feel?
难道人活着只有这个感觉的部分吗？
But there is an answer.
一定有答案的。
And that is in Christ Jesus.
那就是在基督里面。
He's the one that helps us to realize that we're not really victims.
他是那一位可以让我们不用再认为自己是受害者的这样一个对象。
In one place in his word, he said, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord.
圣经里面有句话说，凡事要互相效力，对于那真正爱神的人会得到益处。
So instead of blaming others for everything, let us look at maybe a larger plan than we understand.
不要总是一直看在自己的受害的地方，好不好？我们看一个大图案，看一个整个的一个人生的一个大方向。
There's actually a scripture that tells us that the Lord took the righteous because of the evil ahead.
圣经上这样说过，神为了要让义人呢，不要遭前面的祸害呢，就把他移走了。
There are those in the Word of God that learn how to look away from the circumstance and look to Jesus.
神的话告诉我们，我们要学习怎么样来克服越过我们的情境，而且来仰望主耶稣。
And as Jesus asked that man, do you want to be well? He could readily ask you the same thing.
就像耶稣当时候问这个38年的病人一样，他告诉他的问题，问他的问题呢，今天同样在问你。
Do you want peace?
你要有平安吗？
It's there for you.
你会有的，你可以有的。
He said, repent of the feelings, the hatreds that you have.
对你心里面的恨，对你里面的那些感受呢，你要在神的面前悔改。
Ask him to help you forgive.
求他来帮助你，可以宽恕人。
And then lean your life on him.
把你的生命，你的整个的人生，就依靠他。
In the word, it tells us forgetting those things which are behind and looking forward.
神的话说，忘记背后，努力面前。
He wants you to be well also.
他要你能够完全的好起来。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。